Hello, I'm Courtney Meehan, a senior editor with the Journal of Accountancy, and this is the Journal of Accountancy podcast. Today, I'm speaking with Herman Sadu, CPA, Global Assurance Digital Leader at EY, and he is going to tell us about an exciting project that EY has in the works involving drones. Specifically, they're experimenting with drones, using them to help out with audits. The drones are making inventory counts, and they're using AI to send the data to EY's digital auditing platform. It's very cool, and he's going to tell us all about it. But first, please listen to a word from our sponsor.
Did you know 75% of people now prefer to pay by credit or debit? With CPA Charge, you can let your clients pay their bill online, and you'll get the reporting details you need for easy reconciliation. AICPA members can sign up at cpacharge.com/podcast and get your program fee waived for 6 months.
Hello, Herman.
Hi, Courtney.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great. So, first, can you tell me a little bit about the drone project?
Sure. You know, we looked at drones potentially and started testing the use of drones for inventory observations. As you know, you would know, and our listeners, viewers would know, a critical part of the audit is the inventory observation when our clients have stock. And we wanted to see if there could be a practical application of really enhancing quality of the audits using the new drone technology. And also from an efficiency perspective, if there was an angle to use drones. So that really was the starting point of it. You know, we were seeing a lot of developments in the market from a technology perspective that got us excited. And our vision really was, you know, it was almost a natural extension of our platform. So if you think of how we audit, we have already given our auditors a mobile device where when they go to our clients and do the inventory observation, they have a ability to document their test counts via mobile. In the background, we are now capturing more and more of our clients' data from an analytics perspective. So we have the perpetual records on hand. And drone was the next evolution of that, potentially, to say, can we also enhance that experience by using drone technology to really enhance the quality, the volume of the observations, and you know, create a better outcome for our auditors and our clients.
So you would have drones... you would have drones flying around a warehouse, say, and scanning the QR codes or the labels that are way up high?
That's correct. And, you know, we looked at, you know, as part of our proof of concept, two scenarios. One was within a warehouse. One would be outside. You know, we would audit, for example, the world's largest retailers, big manufacturing companies, big pharma companies, who have permanent, massive warehouses. The ability to go and map the warehouse allows us then to have the drone fly autonomously without having a human auditor in the warehouse trying to fly a drone, be disruptive potentially to the client, et cetera. And similarly, you take that same concept outside. We would have clients that have timber, you know, mining clients, cars, automobiles, another opportunity for the drone. You know, once you have the area marked out, the drone can self-fly autonomously and be able to, go scan barcodes, RFID codes, QR codes, OCR, et cetera.
And when the drones would scan a code, they would automatically send it to your auditing platform. That's right?
That's right. So that's really the critical aspect for us. And that's what we are working on now is, you know, that integration back to our platform is critical for us because we want to make that as seamless and as real time as we possibly can.
So how would the drones know where these barcodes are? Would there be a human operator using a video camera or something like that?
Well, I think that's where the setup comes in. So there is a sort of a first time setup because every client's warehouse is slightly different, right? And whether they use what their barcoding technique is slightly different. And that's why it sort of goes back to my earlier comment in terms of the size and scale of this opportunity. It cannot be every client, but for the large clients, you know, there's a setup required. You have to teach the drone exactly what they're looking for. But then after that, you know, once that is established, it's sort of on its own, has the ability to go and scan it. And, you know, it's, we do this from an audit perspective, but at the same time, it's no different than our clients, our customers, companies outside are using it for their warehouse management. So if you, you know, if you look at the press, you know, big organizations are moving to their drones counting their warehouses. It's utilizing similar technology that our customers are using. Obviously, we would be doing it in an independent fashion.
Gotcha. So how would an auditor know if a drone had made a mistake or had, say, read a label incorrectly, had missed a label?
Yeah, I think ultimately the auditor has to set the parameters of what they want the drone to look at, what area of the warehouse they would scan, et cetera. It could be 100% scan, so go scan every label in the warehouse. It could be go and target every fifth box, whatever the auditing technique or sampling technique the auditor wants to use, the drone would follow that technique. If it misses it, it, you know, ultimately whatever the drone reads has to then be tied back to the perpetual record. So if there's a mislabel, it'll throw a flag up because it'll be different from what the perpetual records of the company that you're ultimately tagging and reconciling back with, and that would really be the check. The other sort of if for example the auditor says go and scan every box in this particular part of the warehouse, and the drone just isn't able to do that. For example, the RFID could be blocked. For example, not enabling the drone to be able to read that. I mean, those are real life challenges that you have to work through. But that in some ways is no different than when the human auditor goes in the warehouse as well, right? Boxes could be everywhere. Back in the day when I was a staff, you go out of these warehouses. Some of them are great, they're very organized, but you could always go to a warehouse that is not that organized. And those are frankly the limitations of the technology, similar to the extra work that the auditor has to do when they're in human, you know, when they're their person as well. Those have to be worked out. Ultimately, we can be only as good as how organized and well laid out our clients' warehouses are.
Sure, yeah. Would there be potential for fraud? Say somebody decided to put the wrong labels on certain boxes. Would there be a way to check?
Yeah, that? I mean, I think exactly right. So I just go back, that potential exists, you know, same with the human. When we send our orders out, it's not just reading the QR code on the box, right? It's the key is to get open the box, evaluate what's inside the box. And the order per se would not do it on every box, but, using their judgment and professional skepticism, they would go and perform that check. Similarly, with a drone, you would want to make sure that you're utilizing the same techniques. Because to your point, just scanning the barcode, you don't know what's inside the box. So the drone has the camera functionality, imaging functionality. So you would, you would just have the client open the boxes up, and similar to the human eye, the drone would have an eye to go and see exactly what's inside the box. So those are, that is definitely a limitation where we need to make sure that we think through the auditing standards, the professional skepticism that the auditor is required, judgment, and make sure that, the drone has the ability to have all those factors built into the program that we launch.
So how would using drones make an audit more efficient?
I think there are a multitude of factors. One is just the speed. I think it's 300 times faster than a human. I think so that's more, so just the speed of which the drone can, you can activate a drone is significant. I think it's also, I always go back, it's for our clients, it's less invasive. You want to make it less invasive. The drone can go when the warehouse is, for example, shut down. You don't need, operators in the warehouse. So, you can technically fly the drone any time of the day and pick the most least invasive time for our clients to do the inventory observation. I think that's a big benefit as well. And then from a quality perspective, right, it's just how can you go? You can do more counts. You can, if you're in a cycle count environment, you can potentially go and, do more cycle counts in a less invasive fashion. So it's because you have the speed element once again. So I see the efficiency comes out But the mitigating factor, to be frank with you, is efficiency. For it has to be the right environment, the right size client, the right size warehouse for this to operate in today's environment, because the offset is the drones are still expensive. To train a drone is still expensive. To map out a warehouse is time consuming. So it's, you know, today's technology is very much, to me, limited on those niche use cases. Whereas tomorrow, as those costs come down, you can see a much more pervasive use.
Sure. How would the use of drones change an audit from the auditor's perspective?
Typically, a lot of these inventory observations happen right at year end. I reflect on my experience. First couple of years in the firm, we were told, listen, don't try to make too many plans on December 31st, New Year's Eve, or January 1st, because that's where the big volume of the year-end inventory observations were. So right off the bat, if you can have a drone, utilize a drone versus sending a human, it changes our people's experience. Some inventory observations we do, frankly, are, you know, in situations or circumstances that are just, you know, not the most conducive. You know, you could be out in the harsh weather conditions out trying to count timber, coal, et cetera. So the drone, I think, would really, enable and enhance our people's experience in those situations. So I think there's a cool factor with our people first and foremost, you know, that's critical. And then from an audit quality perspective is, you know, you can program the drone, you can enable the drone at any point in time. It's less invasive for a client and can drive, you know, much, much higher volume of observation that we typically would do using traditional sampling techniques. So I think that's critical. And also, you know, from a consistency perspective and insight back to our clients, you know, we are in a situation today for our large clients, you could have hundreds of orders going out. Think of a very large retailer with stores all around the world. You could have thousands of orders go out and do inventory observations at different times of the year at all the different warehouses. While with the drone, you can drive a level of consistency because you can, you know, then get feedback on each of those locations using what the drone has observed, plus the camera, what they viewed, package that together, bring it back to the client in a much more sophisticated fashion that shows what the consistency, inconsistency, what the opportunities are for improvement, et cetera. So the technology can also add a significant amount of value, has a significant potential to add value, add back an insight back to our clients in a much more effective fashion.
It sounds really cool. Would the auditors actually be flying the drones, or would they have somebody doing that for them?
Our initial, you know, the drones are autonomous, and that's the, you know, that's sort of been our focus, is that we want to ultimately start with where the drones have the ability to fly autonomously. So where the human interaction is in this initial setup, you know, the EY, we would control the initial setup. The drones still have the, you know, limited battery life, for example. So you actually have to physically, someone has to be there to swap the batteries out. Your battery life is getting better. You have to obviously service the drone, you know, maintain the drone, etc. So the operation in some, you know, if you think of us as an audit firm, we don't have those capabilities per se of maintaining drones. So we have to, as we scale this, we have to think through all the logistics of what that entails. But really the thinking is to create autonomous drones. That's where AI comes in, because if, you know, the next generation drones that I've seen have the ability where, you know, they have the ability to learn sort of the happy path of what the warehouse is, but then as they're seeing obstacles, et cetera, the ability to fly around and correct course. The drones are getting much more smarter as well, but I guess to summarize the point I'm trying to make is that our view is that very much the drone would be autonomous. You would not actually have to get our auditors' licenses in various states and jurisdictions to go and be able to fly the drone.
You use the phrase happy path?
Yeah, so the drone, you know, if you think about it, the drone, you have to set up, if it's an outside warehouse, what is the, you know, what are the parameters of where the drones are going to go? Or if it's in the warehouse, you have to teach the drone, right? What are the different bays? What are the turns, et cetera? And that's where the mapping of the warehouse comes into play. And that's the initial setup that has to be conducted in a warehouse. And that goes back to my earlier point is, you would only think of a big retailer with a massive warehouse that has just tons, trillions of products in it. It's efficient to go and map that warehouse out and then have the ability to use a drone, fly autonomously. Whereas if you have a small warehouse, et cetera, in today's cost, the today's cost of this stuff, it may not make sense to actually go and do it.
So I know this project is in kind of its experimental stages. You just filed for a proof of concept. How far away is it from being actually put into practice in the real world?
Our proof of concept was successful. We've completed it. Now we move from proof of concept to pilot. We've gone out and we have, a list of clients that are through a variety of sectors, both for internal usage and external usage, are eager to participate in our pilot program with them. And we're in the process of getting that rolled out. So whether it's a big, retail, manufacturing, construction, agriculture, you name it, we want to get a cross-section of various industries. And I think the next one from there would be, the scaling questions would come in. What are the hardware requirements, environmental factors such as weather conditions, flight risk? My view would be, 2019, we want to roll out pilots on a multitude of clients, see what our success is, see how the integration back with our core audit platform looks like. And then from there, take it and see how we scale it further. But for us, it's proof of concept. Next phase, 2019, we want to finish our pilots and then assess a go, no-go decision as to how much we scale it.
Sure. Is there anything special that auditors would have to know or do differently in order to work with these drones?
I think the auditors, they are young folks coming in. They're excited about this. They are eager to experiment. They are supportive. It's exciting for us. I think especially for our auditors going out on December 31st in cold conditions, having to do some of these observations. This could potentially be a very positive development.
Yeah, you can just sit in a warm office and watch the video feed.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us. So nice to have you, Herman, and you have a great day.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Again, that was Herman Sidhu of EY telling us all about their new drone project. And this has been Courtney Vian for the Journal of Accountancy podcast. Thank you for listening.
This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the AICPA or AICPA.org. It is provided with the understanding that the AICPA and AICPA.org are not engaged in offering legal, accounting, or other professional service. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The AICPA and AICPA.org make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and especially disclaim all liability for any damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.